Crop circles, crop formations, they seem to pop up all over this planet. What do they mean? Where are they coming from? Why is it happening? Patty Greer joins us next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Patty Greer, researchers, has visited more than 100 crop formations and circles during her research. Patty passed out once in the center of an English crop circle. She had an out-of-body experience that did alter the course of her life tremendously. Patty works to keep this subject in light, and not a lot of people are talking about crop formations anymore, but she doesn't give up. Patty, welcome back to the program.
The relentless one. Thank
yes,
you.
You really are. How have you been?
I got to tell you, George, last time we did a show was only 6 months ago, and I would barely give you the titles of the two movies that I was going to produce. They're both done. I haven't slept.
I think one of them is called Crop Circle Diaries.
You know, you've always been psychic on these shows.
I know it. The other one I'm not sure of, but that one I'm pretty sure of.
Oh, my God, George, this is going to change the conversation. And you're right, people aren't talking about crop circles. And what we're going to do into the show, not in the very beginning, is I'm going to tell the world what I learned in the last 2 years, and it's why I'm making movie number 8.
Wow.
And it's why movie number 8, Crop Circle Diaries, is probably the last crop circle movie I will ever make.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because I answered every question that I think anybody
You've
ever
done
had.
It. Okay, great.
And I didn't answer it, but the real partner of the only scientist in the world, William Levengood's partner, that you knew the name, Penny Kelly, was brought to me. It was the strangest event, how we met. It was the year after Levengood had died, and literally he came back in front of witnesses and introduced, I mean, dragged me from an event and took me to meet Penny. It was the strangest thing, and the entire story of how we met is in the movie. And the entire layout of the science that they discovered was so beyond anything that the world has heard. And that's why he was suppressed all these years. They lied about a PhD. And if you want to go into that story, it is mind-boggling how they hid William Levengood's research all these years. And the whole subject of crop circles went under the rug. But the relentless Miss Greer... it's not me going out saying I want more, because I'm exhausted.
And by the way, I get a lot of emails from people wanting to know if you're related to the ufologist Stephen Greer.
Oh, he's my daddy.
Uh-huh. Oh, whoa. Okay.
I used to say granddad. Now I say dad. But no, we're not related at all. And if we were, I would have had unbelievable funding for these movies.
Oh, yes.
I wish I was.
Yeah, he's very good at that.
He's very good at that, and I think he's coming out with something really huge now. I'm very excited, and I'm happy to have his name. I met him once in the middle of an English crop circle, and I took a photo of two compasses that he was holding in the middle of the formation in 2010, and they were pointing in opposite directions north. And the reason I point that out, which is so incredible, is that Levengood and Penny, with all the research they did, the bottom line is they discovered that crop circles are coming out of the Earth in counter-rotating vortices.
Wow.
So they're coming out of the Earth in these spinning tornadoes, in pairs most likely, usually. And because they're coming out of the Earth in counter-rotating vortices... And then I see Stephen Greer in the middle of a crop circle holding two compasses pointing north in one direction and north in the opposite. It totally makes sense. Oh, my God. It's real. I saw it with my own eyes. And Levengood and Penny did so much work that they just laid it out. They laid out the science. But I think the reason that they got hidden was because the punchline is they proved that the seeds within crop circles can grow, not can, do grow 30 to 400% more food with up to 75% more nutrition per seed. That is too good for the world. We need to suppress that man.
And are you at a point now where you can say categorically where these formations are coming from?
They're coming out of the earth.
Okay, so you agree with that?
I'm completely convinced, because Number one, I spent 3 weeks with Penny with my jaw. I mean, I hurt at the end of every day. I think my jaw hung on my knees like for days. And I would go to breakfast every morning, and I'd put my hands wrapped around my head. I'd look at her once. I'd put my elbows on my knees, and I'd say, okay, tell me again how this is happening. And on like the 5th and the 10th and the 15th day, she'd say, Patty, you're being ridiculous. Get your hands off your head. I said, Penny, you don't know this, but you're literally blowing my mind and giving me a headache. I'm holding my head. Go on. Tell me again. How are these things happening? It just was so different. And I've been in a lot of them. But my dear friend Barbara Lamb that I go hopping around obstacles with, she's been in more than 2,000.
She's one of a kind, isn't she?
Isn't she the best? I think she's in almost every one of my movies.
2,000 visitations in the crop formations?
Barbara Lamb has been in 2,000. And I'll tell you, everyone I went in with her, she's a few years older than me. And I don't know how she got over the fences. I would look away and turn around and she's on the other side. I'm like, you did not just do that.
A lot of energy.
But the first time I met her, this is the weirdest thing, and she and I laughed about it yesterday on the phone. First time I met her was at one of the big conferences, and I said, so nice to meet you, and I'm looking into her eyes, and I said, what is that? How are you doing that? And she said, doing what? And I said, you've got bright green orbs in the bottom of your eyes. What is that, makeup? She said, what are you talking about? And it was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. She had orbs in the base of her eyes. I mean, she has done so many regressions. She's been around so many hybrids that she is just divinely orchestrated as being a human who's got incredible capabilities. I think Barbara is one of those rare miracles. And another one I think is a rare miracle is Laura Eisenhower, who's becoming a very dear friend.
Yeah, she's one of them. And related to the late president.
Oh, yeah.
Dwight Eisenhower.
The late? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A long time ago, the late.
Somebody last night said, was she the daughter of Nixon also, that there was a Nixon-Eisenhower child?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, somebody asked.
Now, Nixon obviously was Eisenhower's vice president.
Maybe. Well, there was a Nixon. Anyway, there was a marriage between the two families.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. And somebody said, yeah, they had a child, so I can't wait to see Laura in a few days and ask her.
Ask her that. Ask her that indeed. By the way, did Penny go to Wayne State University in Detroit? Do you know that?
I don't know that, but she does live in Michigan, so it's possible.
It is possible. And she has done some holistic things, too, right?
Oh, yeah. She's got a degree.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Absolutely brilliant woman.
How did you meet her? How did the get-together occur?
Oh, my. I was speaking at the International UFO Congress Convention in 2014. I had a standing ovation of a lot of people. It felt really nice.
You have standing ovations wherever you go.
Oh, thank you. I like that thought. thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to put a period at the end of that. Thank you.
You deserve it.
I do. I got to say, I've worn it thin. I have spent what used to be a house making 8 movies for the world, which is another reason I'm done. You know, it's just too expensive to make movies when there's not.
Well, as they say, it's time to smell the flowers and sip the wine, isn't it?
I'm ready.
And just relax.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've done your homework. And when we get into some of these things you've looked at, you're going to blow everybody's mind.
I'm really ready to do this.
How far back do the reports of crop circles begin?
Well, they were documented in the 1700s. So that was the early start. But I think one of the shocking bits for me was when somebody said, are there any in America? And I said, yeah, a few, but you know. And they said, well, can you let us know? So I went and looked it up. I had no idea that 2000 to 2006, there were more than 20 each year in America. I didn't know that. But I do want to get back to your previous question, which was, how did I meet
Patty? Penny.
Yeah. I'm the Patty.
You're the Patty. Patty, how did you meet Penny?
So somebody that was at the Congress that saw me speak came up afterward and she said, I have an event in Michigan and you have to speak at it. And I thought, wow, that's an assertive statement. Okay, well, my price just went up. So the lady flew me out and it was this event wrapped around a lake in Michigan. And this is a woman who's got pyramids on her property since the 70s that have really upset the military. So it's not just a woman, but a woman who's doing some pretty heavy work. So I get to her place, and I'm the keynote speaker, and there's all these tents in her yard wrapped around the lake. There's tents, and in every tent there's a different kind of healer, and there's psychics. But there was one main psychic, a beautiful big bone gal, lovely face, and she was like the head of all the psychics. So there was just a variety of all kinds of interesting things to do, and I did my talk. And then that night I was sitting on the couch, and a gentleman came and sat down, and he said, "You're the crop circle speaker." And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "There's somebody you need to meet." And I said, "Oh, did you see my talk today?" And he said, "No." I said, "Have you seen my movies?" He said, "No." "Why would you say this to me?" He said, "Because I've graduated all of her intuition courses, and I know you need to meet this woman." And I said, "Ooh, intuition courses, she sounds brilliant." He said, "Yeah, would you like to take a drive?" And I said, "Well,
I'd be a little questionable about that."
Right.
I said, "Want to take a ride?"
"I don't know you, and
good.
Perhaps tomorrow after I ask people about you,
who you are,
for your offer." So the next night, there he is again. And I had asked, and sure enough, he had come. He was helping somebody with her business plan, and he wasn't even at the event, but the woman was. So she said, "Oh, no, he's totally fine. I've worked with him for years." "Great." So I hop in the car. We take off. And it's maybe 9 at night. So we get out there close to 10 and sat around the round table eating cherries and talking about all kinds of things, but not crop circles. I had no idea who the woman was. No idea. So we're sitting there like 4 hours talking about the world, how we can save it, you know, all these things, but nothing about crop circles. So I get up to leave, and I said, "I'm really sorry. It's 2 a.m, but I have to speak at 9. I got to go. Sir, Stan, please take me back." So we hop in the car. But before we did, she says, "Oh, let me give you one of my books." And I said, "Oh, really? You've written books?" She said, "Yeah, 7. And so I said, "Wow, that's the same amount of movies I've made." That was, you know, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk up to each other to hug goodbye. And I said, "Wow, 7 movies, 7 books. We're the same height." I mean, it was just so silly. I said, "Well, it's like we're twins."
It's fate.
And so she hands me this book that's written by Penny Kelly and William Levengood. I didn't see the cover. All I saw was the title. It was Consciousness. And so I went through the pages, and I said, "Oh, my God, crop circle nodes. What are they doing in your book?" And she looks at the man. She says, "You didn't tell her who I was?" And he just nodded his head no. And I said, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm the real partner that worked with William Levengood for the last 15 years
of his life." Amazing.
And I was just about like a puddle on the floor. Like, I've been here 4 hours and you tell me as I'm leaving? I can't believe it. Well, here's one of my movies. Let me give you my multi-award-winning crop circle movie. It's called Crop Circle Update, The Wake-Up Call. So we traded a book for a movie, and I see his name on the cover, and I'm like, oh, God, you know, we have to talk more.
He was a giant. They called him WC, didn't they?
Yeah, they called him a lot of things.
Yeah. Died 2013, I think.
Well, he was a marvelous man, an incredible scientist. But what happened was, I said to the man, I really need to come back and do this again. So she said, "Levengood's wake is next month, September 28th. Please come." And I said, "In heaven, I'll be there. Absolutely be there." So the man takes me back to the hotel. Very nice gentleman, drops me at the front door, did a big loop of the parking lot. So I'm walking up to the door, and these two women are standing out front watching me. And the one psychic, the head psychic, is nodding her head, watching me walk up. And I said, "Hi, why are you nodding?" And she has a big smile, and she says, "Wow, who's that man next to you?" And I thought, Stan got out of the car, and I'm looking left and right, and there's nobody there. She said, "There's a tall gentleman that walked up with you." And I went, "Oh, yeah, you're the psychic." "Okay." She said, "He's tall, with silver hair and a silver goatee. Do you know who it is?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, he has a message. May I give it to you?" And I said, "Okay, it's 2:30, I'm half awake." She said, "He wants you to know that he orchestrated this, and he's really glad it worked." And I said, "I'll be right back, hold on." And I ran through the parking lot, throwing my arms up and down to try and catch the guy in the rearview mirror to look back. And sure enough, he saw me, backed up, and I'm panting. I said, "What did William Levin Good look like?" And he said, "Tall, silver hair, silver goatee. Why?"
That was him.
And I said, "Guess what?" So months later, I go back to the farm for the Penny's farm for the wake. And the very first night, I was just falling asleep in the bed, and I heard a weird noise, and I looked up, and I saw with my eyes Levin Good walk through the door, came right up to the bed. I'm laying there with big eyes, and I said, "I know who you are. I'm not scared." And he said, "I'm really glad you're here, and I did orchestrate this."
What was the controversy about his PhD?
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
It's a long story. Do we need to take a break?
No, we've got a couple minutes. Can you do it in 2 minutes?
No way.
Give us some highlights.
The highlights are that Levin Good's research was too good for humanity, and so...
About crop formations? Or everything he did?
All of his plant research. It's just against the company that's doing those wonderful products that are killing everything. So I'm imagining those people that own our government probably had a piece of him not doing well in the field. And the interesting thing that I can tell you in 2 minutes, within 2 minutes, is that at his wake, it was all crappies, and there was only one family member. It was a large man and his large wife and their large kids, and he was a lobbyist for the agriculture in America.
Hmm.
A lobbyist was his cousin. Now, I'm guessing there's a problem there, but I thought that was very interesting. And so at the wake, the first thing we did was walk the beautiful forest where Levin Good's wife rode her horse, and they always did their walk. And so we did this lovely sacred thing. But I was walking with the lobbyist, and I was just looking at him like, "What did you do?" So anyway, I don't know who did it, but Penny certainly does. And she tells the entire story in Crop Circle Diaries. So what happened was, when he went for his PhD, there's a jury of three people that you do your talk to, your spiel. And he laid it out, and it was excellent, and then he had to come back for a final dissertation. When he came back for the final, they had pulled one of the three people and put in a new guy who hated Levin.
Railroaded him.
Yeah. And the world doesn't know this. I mean, it's almost going to put people in tears when they realize what this man went through. But the I'm going to call him just the troll. I don't know who the guy
was. I mean,
was.
Because is it safe to say, Patty, this was the guy who truly came up with theories about crop formations?
The only guy.
Wow.
Yes, it's true. Levin Good changed history. But because the government didn't want us to save the food supply, rather go the opposite direction this decade and last decade, they did everything they could to hide him. When I called people in Europe at the research centers, in Europe, in Wiltshire, where the crop circles are, and I said, "I am sending you a copy of my brand new movie. I am sending you this. Wait to use." And so they questioned me, "What's different?" And I said, "Levin Good story." "Oh, are you kidding me? They dispelled him years ago. He pretended he was a doctor. He lied." And I'm listening. I'm just going, "Stop talking."
Hold on, Patty. We're going to take the break, but we're going to come back and talk about crop formations. Your opinion, as you say, they come from the inner earth. Who's doing it? Why? And by the way, your question about, was there a Nixon-Eisenhower relationship? Julie Nixon, the late President Richard Nixon's daughter, married a David Eisenhower. But as far as Laura Eisenhower is concerned, we don't know about that. With our special guest tonight, Patty Greer, we'll take phone calls with Patty next hour, but we're going to get right into the middle of crop circles with her next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, Patty Greer with us. Patty's website, by the way, is the same as her name, Patty Greer, GREER.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Patty, let's go back to that moment that you passed out in the center of a crop circle. What happened to you?
Well, the term passed out is loosely spoken, but my habit is to walk directly into the center of every formation, lay down, close my eyes. This particular day, I was alone. I went in. I laid down. It was a beautiful formation called Sugar Hill, and it was outrageously complicated formation. There was nobody in the field with me. And all I know is when I opened my eyes, I didn't know how long I had been out or where I had been. But when I opened my eyes, I saw things that I had never seen before, which is plasma. And I saw it in the sky clear as day. And I was sweeping my hand across my nose, trying to move whatever it was, because it was so unusual to see that many things moving in front of my face so close. And then I realized they were also out there in the sky. They were everywhere. They were a variety of shapes. My vision had completely changed. I'm laying there seeing another dimension. I'm on my back. I'm thinking, oh, my God. And so I had a little tablet, and I started sketching these things. And they called themselves amoebas. I didn't realize this until the dramatic collapse of two huge stacks of storage buckets. Everything stayed closed except one bucket, bottom row, second row, very bottom bucket, was the only one that opened. How does a bottom bucket with 1,000 pounds on top open? But the bucket opened. This was about 3 months ago. And I was like, what the hell threw this pile over? And I go to the one bucket that's open, and I was like, ah, my bills. Why would an old bill file, you know, topple 1,000 pounds of buckets? And sure enough, I said, great, the fire's going. I'm starting the big burn. What year do I need to save? So I reach in the first bag. I open the zipper, and it's European, my travel bills. And there, between the bills of Europe and Italy, or England and Italy, was this little red notebook with a spiral. And I was like, what's that? That's familiar. And I reached in and I pulled it out. I'm like, oh, my God, my crop circle diary from that day when I sketched the amoebas. And I opened the little diary, and I'm looking at it, and I look at 44 boxes toppled, and I looked at my little diary, and I said, really? You needed to dump this much stuff? And all of a sudden I went, oh, my God, seriously? Crop Circle Diaries, that's the movie you want me to make? That's how the movie started.
And it just hit you.
I'm telling you, every movie makes me. But I really want to talk about the science, because this is something that your audience deserves. And by the way, even your commercials are fabulous education.
Okay, thank you.
So this is the most important thing, which is why they've hidden Crop Circle.
Okay.
The main thing is how great they are for the food supply. That's the punchline.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Well, we already did that. I mean, it's huge. But what we have here is how they're literally being formed. And I think this is what people really want to know. Everybody's pointing to the sky. Thanks, ETs. But most people are pointing to Doug and Dave with the boards and ropes, because they made every crop circle. But what people weren't thinking when Doug and Dave were claiming that they made every crop circle was the nights when there were three in England. And on that same night,
right,
there was one in Argentina, two in Belgium, one in Holland. So if Doug and Dave were really making all the crop circles, well, they're traveling at the speed of light anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, they're transporting themselves.
Right. So, you know, it's not Doug and Dave. It's not the guys that are still doing it today, the teams. But what's happening, and this is so over the top, and I said I had to hold my head, so I'm probably going to have to say this. Your listeners might have to listen to this segment of the show three or four times to really get it. But the theory behind crop circles with Penny and Levengood, and now Patty also, is that there's this plasma vortex that was operating in the field. Now, a plasma vortex is like a tornado, a whirling tornado of different kinds of energies. And there can be up to 7, 8, 9, 10 different kinds of energies.
Under whose control, Patty?
Well, let me finish.
All right.
So the plasma vortices, they travel typically in counter-rotating pairs. They have different frequencies, such as sometimes microwave, which are very hard on the field. And the good ones are the ion electron avalanche energies. There's thermogradients. There's convective stability, which keeps it very stable. Electromagnetic fields, which is what makes the hair rise on your arm and chills and goosebumps if you're sensitive. And there are other areas undergoing turbulence. All of those energies have very specific and distinct boundary conditions that are interacting with the planet itself. There's electrical fields, rivers, currents. that move across the surface of the Earth, they are always there, and they are always going to interact. So what's happening, and it's very strange to realize that, hello, the Earth is a living being. We've known this. She grows trees. Mm-hmm. We grow hair. She grows trees. So the Earth is alive. We're fracking her. We're sucking her blood. Now we're dumping chemtrails and doing all these other wonderful things. The Earth has been speaking to humanity for thousands of years.
And she fights back.
Yes. I'm surprised she hasn't just shaken us off because we're acting so unconscious.
Yeah, that's true. Like a dog comes out of a lake or something.
Mm.
Same kind of thing. I have always suspected that there was that possibility that this planet is a living organism. It mm-hmm. is alive, and that it, this is a form of communication Beautiful. Trying to tell us something.
Well, it is also accessing human frequencies, such as
mm-hmm.
when humans are having a prayer, and they're sitting together, and they're asking the Earth, give us a confirmation. Now, this is one of the heaviest stories that completely flipped my lid again. I used to think that if humans made crop circles, they were fake. Well, here's a good one. 2 years ago, 2014, I took a film crew into a crop circle in Dorset. It was 3 hours out of the main area, but we didn't have hardly any crop circles. May, June, it was a really slow start. All of a sudden, this gorgeous formation pops up 3 hours away, and it happened to be the day I was going to film Sasha Stone and take him in his first crop circle. Love the guy. He was so excited. I felt really honored. Do you know Sasha Stone?
I do not.
Oh,
no.
He's, anyway, a great man doing a lot for the New Earth. And so we start to walk in the crop circle. I took the cameraman in first, and we kind of parked our gear, and then I walked Sasha in. And I knew in an instant that there was no hair standing up on my arms. There was no tingles, no chills. The thing was gorgeous from the air. The formation was gorgeous on the air in the photos, but no buzz. And when I say buzz in a crop circle, anybody with any sensitivity is going to be affected. You walk in, you can feel you are no longer where you were 10 feet ago back there. You can tell your whole body just feels different. It's buzzy. There was no buzz. So I was like, oh, man, I'm filming Sasha. There's no, it's a human crop circle, but it's beautiful. I didn't say a word. So we get to the back circle, and Sasha says, got to be honest, I just have a feeling it's human-made. And I said, on camera, yeah, sorry to say, I think you're right. And there's these five lovely women sitting in the center circle, and nobody else. And the women were watching us film and do our interview, and I'm pointing to the sacred site up there, and I'm pointing to the sacred site elsewhere, and I said, we're right on a ley line. And when we do the open research, we found that 96% of all crop circles are sitting on a ley line, and 96% or 97% are sitting over an aquifer of water. So these are two elements that are always happening. You've got high spiritual energy, and it's sitting over water. So water is an important part, also with the earth and the water, creating crop circles. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Now, what happens to, because I've always heard that, let's say, a crop formation of wheat, and it's knocked down, but there's something very strange about the wheat that has been knocked down, that it gives off different vibes and energy and things like that. What is that?
Well, it's more about the frequencies in the field than the plant itself. The plant has been affected by the frequencies, but it is the frequencies that humans would feel. But I want to finish this story about being in the Dorset Formation. These five women are watching us film, and they're hearing me say, well, you know, we're sitting on a ley line and we're over water, but I don't feel like, I think this is a human-made crop circle. And then I look at the women and I said, hi, do you have anything you'd like to say? And they said, yeah, this is our crop circle. We are the free energy team called Quantum Energy Generator. And I was like, oh, my God, I've been reading about you guys. So nice to meet you. And they said, yeah, well, here's a photo of our device, the QEG. Here's a photo of the crop circle from the air. And they held them side by side. It was
identical.
Schematic.
Yeah.
It was the schematic of their free energy device. Huh. And the day before, 10 of them sat 3 hours away in the Avebury Stone Circle, where three underground streams meet, and this is like 7,000-year-old stone circle in Wiltshire. The epicenter is the stone circle. They were praying for a confirmation that their device would work. The very next day, the Dorset Crop Circle showed a schematic. That just gives me chills. So even though humans helped, it was a human-assisted real crop circle. So what's happening to a lot of these teams that are all cocky in England? You know, I don't want to say their names, but all the teams over there, some of them are actually very spiritual people that are receiving information, like I do, like I get my movies. They get the patterns. And then they go out in the field and they make it with their boards and ropes. I used to say that's a human-made fake crop circle.
Sure.
Well, the QEG team taught me that it's not a fake crop circle. So what we had in that one was counter-rotating vortices coming out of the Earth, blending as it spun, these spinning vortexes of plasma. They were spinning so fast that then when they get to the right frequency, they pulled in that human consciousness piece. The frequency of human prayer and thought went into that crop circle.
If the planet, let's say, there's a world war, are you going to get messages from the planet via crop formations about that?
We've already had so many messages, George. In 2014, we had an actual picture of, it was a binary code that literally, no, it was a Morse code. And the symbols were fission symbols, those little peanut shapes.
Hmm.
And it was a Morse code that literally said, no more war. No more war. And before it and after it, like days before and then weeks later, they laid down formations that were the Star Extractor, which is the device that pulls bullets out of guns. They're telling us. She's been telling us. Do you know that after 9/11, we had the alien face and the disc?
That was an amazing formation.
Well, do you remember the message?
What was the message?
The bearers of false gifts and their broken promises.
Uh-huh.
Much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. Conduit closing.
Who?
They were talking about 9/11.
Who interprets the formations? I mean, do you do that now?
I do.
Is it easy or difficult?
I read them like a book.
Because that's a gift. Not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah, well, good luck finding humans that want to talk to me anymore.
Exactly.
I scare people.
Have you ever seen a crop formation occur while you're there?
No.
Okay.
No. But I did shred the most famous one that somebody actually filmed, balls of light laying a crop circle down in seconds. It was in 1996. A man named John Wabey was out in the field, and he heard the rustle in the wheat. He felt the buzz, and he lifted his camera and hit play. He's one of the only people in the world that people know about, and he filmed balls of light laying a crop circle down in seconds. So people have become very famous proving that it was fake with, I won't even say any more words because I don't want to point at people. But, yeah, they proved it was fake, and everybody went back to sleep, kind of like Levin Good lied about his PhD, which we didn't finish that story. So anyway, people actually believed that this footage was fake. So here I am. I didn't research all these misinformants' work. Luckily, I didn't read about it. I went to England to lay in crop circles to try and heal my body from something I was dealing with. So I get over there, and after I had my experience where I had unbelievable vision, where I saw the plasma for the first time, and I called it plasma, but they called it amoebas, which I didn't remember until I found the diary. And so not only did my vision improve that day when I was taken, but I could hear things miles away. I mean, everything in me was different. And it took me until 2010 to even realize that I was taken. I didn't know what had happened. I just knew that all of a sudden I knew everything about crop circles that I didn't even study. And I felt like, yes, I can read them like a book. But again, that's only my perception. It doesn't mean it's real. You know, and every person is going to see a crop circle differently depending on your consciousness.
Of course. And some of them are created by human beings.
Yes. And some of them are intentionally not smart human beings. But some of the human-made crop circles are very real, such as the QEG. And another very important piece is that, yes, ET frequencies are often blended into the Earth's spinning vortices. But every crop circle, and this is, again, Penny and Levengood's evidential proof, and when we go into the biophysical evidence, I mean, it's massive. It's hard to do on the show, but if people just look at the trailer for Crop Circle Diaries, you'll get a clue at what we're talking about here. But the movie, I mean, the photos that she gave me, she just basically opened up the lab and said, whatever you want, take it, use it. So, I mean, the movie's just over the top with their data. But it's not, I'm certainly not trying to sell movies. I'm just saying the science is out. We've had it forever. And to hide it is, you know, it's just time for everything to explode. But the truth is they're all coming out of the earth. Some of them humans help. Some of them ETs are included, but not always. But always the Earth, which I just find incredibly fascinating.
Are they slowing down, or are we still getting them at a pretty good pace?
Well, I think that there's been so much drama. You know, the humans are acting just so weird. Even over there in Wiltshire, they're fighting. And, yeah, I mean, even the research centers, I don't even want to go into the drama. But interestingly enough, I've had the most incredible reviews for the movie. It's not even been out a week. The world premiere is Saturday. And I'm going to see you Saturday.
I'll be out there. Contact in the desert.
Yay. It's going to be 115 degrees.
That's what Tom was telling me.
Oh,
that's
God. I'm
hot.
Already in the desert.
That is hot.
It's mean. I'm like those dang geoengineers. They don't want us to have a nice weekend.
We probably won't have air conditioning.
Oh, gack. Well,
but
anyway,
at nice, it's nice.
Yay. That's... Well, so here's the punchline. And I think this is the most important piece because this is why plasma is so important. This is why they showed me plasma when I was taken. This is the conclusion of Levengood. He said, plasma is the basis of all matter and will soon be at the base of our new energy system. When you get a new energy system source at the base of your society, you create a new society. Oil was at the base of the last one. Plasma will be at the base of the next. That is a huge statement. And what he's saying is that everything is plasma. I mean, this is what's really incredible that people don't know, is that plasma physics is what's going to save this planet. But everything is plasma. Plasma communicates. Plasma is conscious. And when we learn to manage and manipulate and measure plasma, we are going to be able to create everything through consciousness.
All right, stay with us, Patty. We're going to come back and continue talking about crop circles, and we'll take phone calls with you as well. Next on Coast to Coast AM with Patty Greer.